Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
9 out of 10 kids under the age of 10 still like to have a story told to them when they go to bed. And this is something that I've started doing since my daughter came along 8 months ago. I read her a story. She doesn't really understand them yet, but it's a nice routine and we do it. However, I've been left scarred by some of the stories. They're horrific. And I started telling you about this one. I actually took photos on my phone of it because it was so bad. This is Hans Christian Andersen and the Red Shoes. So I'll just read it very quickly again. There was once a woman who was so poor she couldn't afford to buy her daughter Karen any shoes. She often wept to see her daughter's feet all rough and blistered. She would have been overjoyed to know that the shoemaker's wife felt so sorry for Karen that she was making her a pair of red shoes from leftover leather. So what happens next in that story, do you think?
The shoemaker's husband stupidly threw out the shoe leather.
Good guess, Arlene. That would be a good story. Yeah. No, that's not right. No.
Or she just gives the girl a pair of her own shoes.
No, the mother never found out about the red shoes because she died on the very day that the red shoes were finished. And Karen wore them for the first time as she walked behind her mother's coffin on the way to church.
No.
I am not making
these
this
children's
up.
Stories.
This is a kid's fairy tale story that I was reading the other night to my daughter, and I was like, I couldn't believe the words were coming out of my mouth. It gets worse.
How can it get worse?
It gets worse
than that?
Because the shoes are enchanted, and the girl can't stop dancing because she's got these red shoes on, and eventually she dies as well from exhaustion.
It's horrific.
It's utterly horrific. Utterly, utterly horrific. I'd rather let my daughter watch Saw on DVD.
Wow.
Than read these stories.
But actually, if you think about it, the old fairy tales, yeah. I mean, they are all pretty grim. Wee Willy Winky.
The Brothers Grimm.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But you know, being thrown down the stairs and all of that.
Yeah. And every time, every single book, we've got another book which is all about princess stories, and every time they're trying to arrange the princess to go and marry someone she doesn't want to marry.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and age, it's not acceptable.
You should write your own book. That's what you should do.
Well, a kid's book. Nice one.
Yes.
Yeah.
A fun, funny kid's book.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna write that down, Arlene. I'm going to write a nice book for kids. That's utterly horrific,
isn't it? It is, isn't it?
And I'm not making that up. Those are the actual words that he wrote.
So are all the stories in that book the same?
Pretty much, yeah. They're all other horrific.
Right.
So, terrible. Anyway. Don't read your kids' books is basically the long and short of it.